Knowing which way the wind is blowing. From 2 Samuel chapter 14. Joab always seemed to have had his ear to the ground. He knew David's longings and knew the feelings in the nation. Absalom had been exiled for long enough. And so he used a female actor. And it was perhaps necessary because David might not have listened to Joab. Had he taken a leaf out of Nathan's book? Or was this a practice among the people to do this? Little Thomas Bilney from Norfolk practiced something similar. Early in the 16th century, he found salvation by faith in Christ alone. He asked the strongly Catholic Hugh Latimer to hear his confession. In that confession, he spoke of the peace he found through believing and his being adopted into the family of God. Latimer later said that he learned more in that confession than in much reading of many years before. Anyway, Latimer found peace in believing that day too. Bilney was later burnt at the stake in Norwich, and Latimer some years after that in Oxford. Joab was aware of the political climate. People talked, and he listened. When Nathan took his rebuke to the king, he was opposing the actions of David. Here, it was different. Joab knew the king just needed a push in what he thought was the right direction. He never anticipated the damage Absalom would later cause. He felt it was right at the time to invite Absalom back. And who could have said otherwise? The law of God said life for a life. Mercy said otherwise. The pain parents feel because of sibling murder cannot be overestimated. A family connected to our church had a son put in prison. He had stamped to death his own brother in a drunken rage. The murdered man never lived to see his first child born. The young widow was left to fend for herself. The mother of the sons had the pain of prison visiting and was the mother of the victim too. She would know how David felt. As Christians, our code of ethics is found from the Word of God. Although some would consider this arbitrary, we consider it differently. God is not only good and just, but also loving and merciful. There was an obvious lack of repentance by Absalom. Someone who takes vengeance into their own hands can sometimes be ruthless in other areas too. God's ways are the best ways. They are not always the easy ways to follow, though. There can be a wind of opinion that is blowing throughout society, but is not always the right way. Leaders must not always give in to the prevailing wind that is blowing in a church, in a country, or in the community. We must be always, what does the scripture say? Absalom exiled himself. It was good that he did, and better if he had been left there too. David was guilty of sinful mercy. In saying Christian ethics are based upon the Word of God, we can perhaps define what is meant. In Hebrews chapter 12, it speaks to the downcast and despondent Christians, saying in verse 2, turn your eyes away from other things and look to Jesus. And in verse 3, it says, think about Jesus. Although Aquinas and others talked about our natural feelings and our inner conscience, the simple formula, what would Jesus do, is a better way to decide the rights and wrongs of a situation The gospel gives us a sufficient view of Jesus, and the New Testament letters give us clear guidance on the way to go. Our natural consciences can sometimes be damaged at times. We must at all times adhere to God's word and stand by it, no matter what are the consequences. The Lord bless you. Amen.